Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot to talk about. You know how people say, gosh, I saw my life flash before my eyes. You know, like right before they think they're going to die, you know, in these movies, like, oh my gosh, I saw my life flash before my eyes. And then they live through it and they tell us about it and, you know, everybody hugs and kisses and the movie ends. Well, apparently there's proof that your life does appear to flash before your eyes as the brain triggers a treasure trove of memories right before we leave this earth. So we're going to talk about that. That just blows my mind because there's a lot of memories I don't want coming back. You know, I just don't want any of that stuff. Fire, none of that stuff. CDC might be increasing the time between Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. In terms of boosters, we're going to be talking about that. While COVID cases are falling, the new variant seems to be starting to make its rounds. We are hoping it doesn't overtake what the numbers Omicron and Delta did. But right now, as other countries are starting to see surges of cases, we are being a little cautious about what's going on with that. So we're going to tell you. Bird flu cases starting to spread with the bird. With birds in general. Remember we were talking about Kentucky, and now I think there's cases in Delaware. So this highly contagious bird flu is circulating, even in D.C. So we're going to be talking about that. Now, I'm kind of concerned about how our country, I want to just kind of switch gears right now, because there's no way you could ignore what's going on right now in the country, okay? You know, I give you guys the medical news, but nothing is more medical in news than, blood being sent to the border, the risk of our men and women, and non-binary troops down over there, putting their lives at risk, the risk to the Ukrainians, refugees. There's no way America's not going to be involved, no matter how much we want America to be kind of, look, you got to fix what's going on here. You know, it's a domino effect. And so it's frustrating when you have an unpopular president kind of at the helm, and polls are pretty, demonstrative about that. So the latest poll shows 36% of Americans do approve of what Biden has done, but only 36%. Now, this is a Gallup poll. They say 40% of voters approve of Biden's handling of foreign affairs. 36% gave the president a thumbs up for Russia's on how to approach Russia with the threat of Ukraine. This also seemed to parallel the polls on his handling of the economy, his handling of the pandemic, and it's his poll numbers have been declining. Now, I don't really care about poll numbers. I don't give a damn about that, because it's all superficial. People lie when they do a poll. You know how many times people call and say, will you vote for so-and-so? Will you vote for so-and-so? And I'm like, look, I'm going to vote for John Cena because I think he is. How many people really take those polls seriously? You hope some people do. So every time with an election year, this person's, it's going to be a landslide. It never is. So I don't really care about that. What I do, though, care about is we are on the verge of something that could turn into World War III, which we're hoping not. This could be a huge conflict that draws in most of the world. And we have to play our steps very carefully. So, as a doctor, whenever you're fighting cancer,
You don't just go, okay, we're going to just machine gun approach, or we're going to yell at the cancer, or we're going to sanction the cancer saying, you know what, I'm not going to let your patient eat sugar. No, you kind of, cancer is it kind of has this suicide mission where I don't care. I am only here to destroy. I am only here to take over. I am only here to conquer. I'm only here to expand. So when you deal with a foreign entity that you could equate to cancer, there are parallels on how you could treat it. So, for example, with cancer, you know, not only can you achieve success by just knocking it out of the ballpark, sadly, that's not 100%. There could always be some cells. But if you could get it sometimes to remiss, go back, or if you could limit its strength, such that if it does want to become a threat, you're always there, you're always ready, and you could keep it in check. And so I guess some people think that's what we should be doing with Putin and leaders of other countries, Kim Jong-un, Xi Jinping, you know, that we should look at those who we are assuming have, you know, nefarious, I guess, desires and ambitions, and keep them in check. I mean, one of the reasons why we had troops in Afghanistan, and I understand it was very controversial, but those 2,600 troops temporarily were keeping the Taliban in check, ISIS in check, Al-Qaeda in check. The reason we have thousands of troops in South Korea is to keep North Korea in check. Now, I don't want troops having to always be around all these surrounding countries. I mean, you know, but our approach to this, you know, such as, you know, you really want to go there. Do you really, is it going to be worth it for you? Has to, I think, be established. That has to be, you know, reiterated over and over again. Like, you know, and not false threats. And so I guess, you know, somebody caught Biden sitting there picking his teeth when he was asked about Putin, we're just not eliciting this image of don't mess with us. And as I said, with diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, you kind of need to deal with things head on. It doesn't necessarily always have to be with troops. The problem is with sanctions and things like that, if we don't have something that's going to hurt them, they don't care. We're becoming so dependent on these other countries that these countries aren't really as dependent on us. So what we say doesn't seem to matter as much. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So millions of you guys take Synthroid for your thyroid. You might be taking Tricor for your cholesterol. Bioxin, I know, is a pretty popular antibiotic many of you have taken. And then Luvox, you're going to hear a lot more about Luvox. Luvox is something we prescribed, you know, years ago for antidepressant. And we're finding multiple medical schools now looking to study fluvoxamine or Luvox in COVID roles. But these pharmaceutical companies, such as Abbott, that makes those very common drugs that many of you guys take, also are very active in cardiac stents, heart valves. And we speak during American Heart Month, and, you know, we talk about arrhythmias, we've talked about heart attacks, you know, we've talked about stroke, but let's talk about heart failure. And so who better to join us
Then Dr. Philip Adamson, Divisional Vice President and Chief Medical Officer of Heart Failure at Abbott Pharmaceuticals, and Tierra Johnson. Tierra Johnson is a young mom who's living with heart failure. Dr. Adamson, Tierra, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So, Dr. Adamson, you are, you have your hands full. Heart failure is pretty common. We know it affects millions as blood pressure is rising, heart disease is rising. You're probably getting busier and busier. What are you seeing in terms of numbers?
Well, currently, it's own pandemic. There's 6.2 million, we think, people that suffer with heart failure just in this country, about 24 million in the Western world. We expect by 2030 to see that increase by another 3 million in this country. So currently, heart failure is the most common reason for people who receive Medicare benefits, at least, to be hospitalized. So it's a remarkably common disease and very deadly, bringing lots of morbidity as well as mortality.
Exactly. And, you know, I explain, you know, we're not rocket scientists in medicine. It's a lot of, you know, common sense. The heart is a pump. If the heart can't pump, it can't do what it needs to do. So what sort of things affects our ability to pump and have that effective heart muscle?
Well, as you alluded to, the heart's a muscle. It is a pump that affects the circulation both to the lungs and to the body and meets our needs instantly when we get up from dead sleep to running out of the house if we need to. It's phenomenal how well the heart works every beat. But when the muscle itself is damaged, it can weaken and not be able to perform what it needs to perform to meet our needs. And that leads to mostly exertional symptoms like shortness of breath, exercise intolerance, abnormal fatigue, and other, in more advanced stages, swelling in our abdomen and swelling in our legs. So the heart pump is remarkable. It can recover from a lot of injuries. But once it's damaged and unable to perform what it's supposed to do, that produces a constellation of symptoms that everybody needs to know about.
Absolutely. And, you know, Tara, you've suffered with heart failure. Tell me what your symptoms have been. You're pretty young. How did this happen?
Well, I developed a heart failure due to postpartum cardiomyopathy. Mm-hmm. And so what that is a heart failure after giving birth. And so once I got home, I just realized something wasn't right. I couldn't breathe. It was not alleviated by lying down or sitting up in a chair. And so I told my husband, you know, I'm going to take a shower, and if I get out and I still don't feel well, I'm going to go to the hospital. And it got so bad that I could feel the water gurgling in my lungs. And so when I got to the hospital, the doctors kind of dismissed me as, oh, well, that's normal to have a little fluid after giving birth. You know, it's nothing to worry about.
Mm-mm.
And unfortunately, for 2 months, I went undiagnosed because I was being dismissed by physicians. And so when I finally got diagnosed 2 months later, my heart function had declined to less than 10%. And for the next 3 years, I would undergo multiple surgeries and medications trying to intervene to restore my heart function. Unfortunately, we weren't able to, and I was referred out to the advanced cardiology team at the University of Michigan here. Mm-hmm. And it was there that I met my now cardiologist. I did receive a CardioMEMS device as well as the HeartMate 3. Which both significantly changed my life. You know, they gave me a sense of hope. The CardioMEMS device kept me out of the hospital because my doctors were able to monitor my fluid and how much fluid was surrounding my heart at home. And that kept me with my children and my husband. And so those two devices helped me bridge me to transplant, which I received November 7th of 2021.
Oh, wow. How have you been doing since your transplant?
I have been doing phenomenal. You know, it's definitely an adjustment. You know, most people have the misconception that once you get transplanted, everything is just fixed, you know, and mm-hmm. that's not the case. This is
right.
it's a lifelong journey, you know, and so I have, you know, the smallest victories I celebrate, you know, the ability to get dressed by myself and put my own socks on, you know, to a normal person that sounds like, you know, that's nothing. But for me, that's huge because I couldn't do that before. I couldn't, absolutely, you know, walk up and down the stairs. And now, you know, I'm able to be a mom. My six-year-old doesn't know me. Yeah, my six-year-old, she doesn't know me not sick. And so I'm just enjoying being a wife and a mother and all the things that this entails.
Wow, Tara, that's amazing. Yeah, I had a patient who was diagnosed with postpartum depression over telemedicine, and she calls up, and I'm like, there's something else, you know, this doesn't sound like postpartum depression. I think there could be something going on with the heart. And so I love the fact that you're bringing attention to this and sharing your story. Dr. Adamson, and for those of you joining us, we're talking to Dr. Philip Adamson, Divisional Vice President and Chief Medical Officer of Heart Failure at Abbott, and Tara Johnson, who has her story of having postpartum cardiomyopathy and subsequent heart failure. So, Dr. Adamson, you know, we have diuretics, we have ACE inhibitors, you know, there's a whole variety of things we do to manage CHF, but in my training, it wasn't enough. So talk to us about HeartMate, CardioMEMS, some of the things you have now.
Well, one of the myths I think people have is that there's no options and there's no hope for patients with heart failure. And in fact, today we have remarkable innovations to help improve quality of life and prolong life. For example, device-based therapies range from pacemakers to correct an underlying abnormal electrical activation of the heart to CardioMEMS, which is an implantable, leadless, and battery-less sensor that can telemeter out pressures inside the pulmonary artery to the doctor's office so that virtual medicine can be informed essentially by what you would get from a Swan-Ganz catheter in the intensive care unit. Mm-hmm. To the HeartMate 3 device. The HeartMate 3 device is a remarkable assist pump that can be permanently implanted in the left ventricle that will assist that pump to send blood from the lungs to the body, prolonging life and improving quality of life dramatically compared to advanced heart failure. So there are a lot of solutions today and innovations, and I think patients need to be aware that those innovations are available and to ensure that they seek out the care they need to have that kind of care offered to them.
Absolutely. And, you know, transplants are still few and far between. So sometimes these things can, you know, are you noticing that these are holding people over sometimes until they can? Or are some of these interventions long lasting?
Well, the HeartMate 3 device, for example, can be used in either situation. In people who won't be transplant candidates, the device can be implanted indefinitely. We call it long-term support, and patients do remarkably well with that. Additionally, HeartMate 3 can be used as a bridge to transplant, like in Tiara's condition and situation, where we maintain people stable. They don't decompensate. They don't become really debilitated. That then makes the transplant process more difficult. So you're right. There is a limited number of organs to transplant. The numbers have gone up a little bit in the last 5 years, but we're not going to see a complete solution for advanced heart failure with transplant. So assist devices, monitoring devices, all of the things we've been talking about really are absolutely required for us to deal with this growing population and growing prevalence of heart failure.
Absolutely. Tara, thank you so much for coming on. Dr. Adamson, thank you so much for coming on. How can people find out more information?
Well, you know, we have a resource that's very helpful for people interested in heart failure called cardiovascular.abbott.com. And then always, you know, you can get great information from the American Heart Association at heart.org. So those two are really great resources of reliable information.
Love it, love it. Tiara, God bless. Thank you for coming on. Dr. Adamson, can't wait to have you back again. Got a lot more to talk about with the heart. All right, guys.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
From Kiev to Moscow and Washington to Berlin, there's little sign that the world is facing anything other than the prospect of Russia launching a full-on conflict with Ukraine. President Joe Biden.
Who in the Lord's name does Putin think gives him the right to declare new so-called countries on territory that belong to his neighbors? This is a flagrant violation of international law.
The Ukrainian government prepared to declare a state of emergency and urged all of its citizens to leave Russia and started calling up military reservists. The People's Convoy leaving Southern California today has now prompted the Defense Department to approve the use of 700 National Guardsmen and 50 tactical vehicles before that group descends on the Washington, D.C. area ahead of President Joe Biden's State of the Union address on March 1st. The Maryland State Police, Metropolitan Police Department in D.C., and the U.S. Capitol Police are closely monitoring the situation. This is USA Radio News. The amount of fraud throughout the United States is on the rise, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Americans are reporting more losses due to fraud last year. The FTC saying consumers reported losing nearly $6 billion to fraud in 2021. That's a 70% jump from 2020. Almost 3 million individuals filing fraud reports, the most in 20 years. About a quarter of those scams led to consumers losing an average of $500. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A helicopter operated by a military contractor crashed during a training mission in Hawaii, killing all four people on board, according to the U.S. Navy. The helicopter, a 58-foot-long Sikorsky S-61N, was supporting a training operation at the Pacific Missile Range facility on Kauai Island and was operated by the Kroman Corporation, an Oregon-based contracting company. The four people on the helicopter were all Kroman employees. This is USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We know some of you guys are trying to call in, so we are taking your calls. We are live, 1-877-DOCADALI. If my nose could stop running long enough for me to get through the show, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what really gets my goat is being stolen from. I hate it when somebody steals something from me. I hate it when I get charged more than I need to. You know, I'm not very, shall we say, thrifty or frugal. I just don't like paying more for something when somebody else doesn't have to. Remember I told you guys that whole big deal where I was at Target and you could get a Target card. And if you get a Target card, you get charged less for your Target, you know, things, Target, I guess, supplies. But if somebody else next to you doesn't have a card, they're paying more. And I just don't like that idea. You know, and I get there's these incentives and things like that. And so it drives us to, when we do go shopping, to almost seek out the coupons, to seek out the ability to spend less money. Well, apparently that's where we become vulnerable. Now, we're being told that consumer fraud has hit a record $6 billion in lost revenue from all of us. You know, not just somebody walking in and stealing, you know, supplies at a store. We are all getting screwed. And they're saying cryptocurrency is one of our Achilles heels. So according to AARP, they reported that consumers have lost a record-breaking $5.8 billion in fraud in 2021, which is a 70% year-over-year increase. This came from the FTC, Federal Trade Commission. And the losses are coming from a variety of schemes. So I can't just say it's just one of them. But there's three, I guess, general, they call it buckets of it. All right, identity theft, fraud, just outright fraud. And then sort of like predatory lending. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. So some of the top frauds, they say, are imposter scams. The top four most common complaints involved online shopping, prizes, sweepstakes, lotteries, internet services, businesses, job opportunities. And apparently people lost money in these things where they bought something they thought was going to be something. How many times, you know, have you bought something and then you get it and you're like, wait a second, this looks like a piece of crap. That's happened to me. Have I complained? Have I called the FTC? No. I just go, dang. Have I tried to refund it? And then when I go online, that company doesn't exist? Yeah. That's why I use PayPal. I use PayPal because at least I can go to PayPal and they'll give you your money back. You know what? I'm like, look, I bought it. I thought it was a legit online store and no. So I like to protect myself using that. They say when consumers report fraud, you know, sometimes they don't like to go too much into detail. And so when you are screwed over, you're kind of embarrassed. You're like, well, you know, I bought a bra and I thought the bra was going to be a 36 double D and it wasn't. And it wasn't a double D. It ended up being a double B, and it didn't fit. I'm not going to go into that with them, even though they're like, Dr. Dahlia, we know. We know your bra size. You know, I mean, I'm not going to, and so a lot of times, you know, when these complaints come in, if you're not very thorough and you're not very specific, they're not going to be able to do much with that. And then it just goes by the wayside. And, you know, there's only X amount of inspectors. So websites, apps, social media sites, these online ads, pop-ups, they say never, ever, ever let your guard down. I can't tell you how many times something will pop up saying, hey, you know, we got a coupon for you or discount or, you know, job offer or I'm not looking for a job. Why I'm not going to click on the link. And the access that these people have on you, you know, is they get your identity. They have, you know, you could put a fake birthday in and all that, but now with Google, I mean, everybody knows my birthday. Everybody can trace you down. Remember I told you guys that I was told that there's this registration, not a registration, but a site looking up people's voter registration. And it not only pulls up their voter registration, but it also pulls up their address. And it also pulls up all their neighbors' addresses. So you need to, in order to avoid people stealing your identity, you know, learning more about you, being able to hack into your bank, hack into your credit cards, you need to kind of be off the grid, which is very difficult for those of us that have to do everything by the computer. you know, my kids didn't really want to be all on computers. They wanted to avoid social media, but everything through school is online. So you have to set up an account. You have to input your information. You have to upload things onto the account online. So it's really, really hard to stay off the grid. So when you do, let's say, purchase something, I would suggest when you purchase something, have a separate, don't use your normal credit card, shall we say. If you're going to have to do online shopping, and nowadays we've been doing it, and why did this go up? Why did fraud go up? Well, because COVID. We were home. And then once we were home, we're like, well, we could do all our shopping online. I don't think I've walked into a Walmart to buy toilet paper since the pandemic because I could get it online. So what I suggest you do is have a completely separate credit card with a very small limit. One, that helps your spending. But two, if that credit card does get hacked, it's, you know, or accessed, it's a small amount, and it's not your regular credit card, your regular funds. I also like credit cards like Discover, you know, where you could call them and say, look, this wasn't my purchase. A lot of times they'll wipe it off. But, you know, make sure you separate. A lot of us, we just use the same card for everything. You can't do that. And I know you don't want to have a bunch of separate cards. You feel like you're more weak. You're more vulnerable that way. Trust me, if you're doing anything online, anything shopping, and they ask for your, can we keep your credit card number? Can we keep it? And you're like, yeah, I don't have it memorized. Why not? It makes it easier. Keep in mind, that's how these people can take advantage. Now, they're also saying that criminals crave crypto. I haven't gotten involved in crypto because I don't understand it. I mean, I kind of understand the concept. I'm just very intimidated. I'm not a big risk taker. And I'm sure you guys are going to, you know, try to talk me into it like Matt Damon, you know, made us seem like we're weenies if we don't do crypto. I'm just not comfortable yet. All I did was I bought some coin stock, which did horribly. So I as far as I'm concerned, crypto sucks, but I get it. Everything's going to go to crypto. I get that. I understand you can't stop that. But they say the largest losses involved bank transfers or payments from victims' accounts. They say, they say actual bank transfers of money. So then cryptocurrency took about $750 million. There was $756 million in fraud with bank transfers and payments, and then cryptocurrency fraud, $750 million. The biggest losses were wire transfers from entities such as Western Union and MoneyGram. Gift cards, reload cards, cash as well. So consumers that are older, 60-plus, seem to be more at risk. They lost more money. People in their 60s had a median loss of $516 each. Those in their 70s lost an average of $800. Those in their 80s, $1,500. And so, counterfeit checks, counterfeit money, job opportunity fraud. Oh, I can't tell you how many times people are like, oh, yeah, we're going to pay you this much to do X, Y, and Z. Okay, send us your Social Security. No, I don't need the money. I don't need that. No. So in terms of the Washington, D.C. had the highest number of reports of fraud. D.C., that's ironic. All right. And then Georgia, Maryland, Delaware, Nevada, Florida, Alabama, Pennsylvania, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Alaska had some of the highest rates. The top 10 locations of reports for identity theft were Rhode Island, Kansas, Illinois, Louisiana, Georgia, Nevada, Colorado, D.C., New York, and Delaware. So, again, to stay safe, limit what you do online or have a separate account, and make sure you're very frugal with what you put in there. And nobody really needs your soch. Nobody really needs your birthday. 1-877-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So while maybe a bunch of us adults are kind of breathing a little sigh of relief that the Omicron variant is subsiding, And now we can kind of focus our attention on what's going on with Ukraine and Russia. Not everybody gets to kind of feel that, you know, sigh of relief. And one of the reasons for that is because kids were kind of affected by COVID a little differently as each strain progressed. You know, we talked about that little boy we had his mother on the phone, Zaire Bell, 6-year-old, who got COVID and is still struggling months later after almost losing his life because he developed multisystem inflammatory syndrome. So parents are a little mixed on whether they should get the vaccine, whether they should not, how much of a threat COVID is, and all the while we have another variant that's lurking. So joining us to kind of give us some insight on how we move forward is Dr. Sarah Stevens, PharmD, CPPS, Network Medication Safety Officer for Honor Health in Scottsdale, Arizona, where I grew up. Hi, Sarah. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Wow. So, yeah, so this is, I get parents are a little nervous, you know. I mean, COVID is, COVID death rate is higher than flu, but it's still rarer than a lot of other illnesses. So how's the public health sector approaching, you know, who should get vaccinated and when?
Well, I think the general recommendation is if it's approved for the age group, then the recommendation is to just get the vaccine. And there's various reasons for that. I totally get, I'm a parent too, and I get the concern of giving your kid any vaccine or medication that you feel may or may not be necessary, right? Like, what risk am I posing to my kid? But when you think about, and you framed it very well at the intro, the risk of COVID infection for kids, especially the long-term stuff, which we're really just uncovering. We know for sure that happens for some folks, and we're not sure what that'll look like years from now, right? And if you have a young child at age 6 or 9 or whatever age they are, and they become infected and end up with what we call long COVID, the impact of that could be pretty substantial. So that remains to be seen, but we know there's some risk of that already. Whereas if you look at the studies we've conducted with the vaccination, and we see no long-term impact, harm to anyone, and how effective it is. So that's why it's recommended for everyone, just to reduce that spread, reduce the likelihood of severe illness, hospitalization, and death. And we know that for kiddos in particular, in areas of the country that are less vaccinated than others, the less vaccinated areas, and we happen to be in one of those, kids are 4 times as likely to get hospitalized. Mm-hmm. So that the more the community is vaccinated, the better, right? So that's why it's recommended really for everybody.
Mm-hmm. When they were studying the COVID vaccine in ages 6 months to 4-year-olds, they had, you know, suggested that looks like we're probably going to have a third dose of the initial series. But they also had said they're going to be studying currently a third dose in the 5 to 12-year-old age group. Do we have any more information on if the 5 to 12-year-old age group needs a third shot for the initial series, or are they just going to use that as a booster?
I don't know. I think that remains to be seen. I don't have any special intel than what you would have available to you. I think eventually, and this is my personal opinion, that the three dose will probably be a vaccination series. For sure, I think that's coming for adults. It's probably likely in our other age groups. But right now, it does appear that if it does happen, it's still going to be called a booster. But we'll, you know, remains to be seen. It's frustrating to be living this and studying it in real time and not knowing all the answers. But
it is.
I think just being on tabs with it, you know.
Yeah. I mean, me as a physician, too, you know, it's so frustrating to be like, well, we don't know. It's wait and see, you know. And all we could do is kind of go with the information we have at hand. And so yesterday I had spoken about how a COVID study had taken hamster testicles and shrunk them. I mean, COVID could affect testicles. And, you know, we've been worried about fertility, and we're still looking at studies of fertility in adolescents with the COVID vaccine. But when you see what the COVID virus can do to testicles, I mean, it's hard to overlook that COVID, just the virus in itself, could have an effect on fertility. So it's one of those things where it's like, definitely
I don't want to say lesser of two evils. I just don't trust this virus. And we're seeing more and more of what the virus can do. And so that's why I had my kids vaccinated. I just felt it was a lot safer to you know, and thank God they handled the vaccine well, you know?
Exactly. I wholeheartedly agree with you that the risk of infection far outweighs any risk we're seeing with the vaccine. I also vaccinated my child, felt very comfortable with that. And, you know, the way Omicron spreads, I think we're all kind of coming in contact with it at some point, whether you're masking or not masking. Whatever you're trying to do to avoid the virus is almost moot at this point. So having that vaccine as a the most effective layer of protection is really the way to go. It's an easy decision for me, but I do understand people's concerns. I think you just really need to talk through it with your, you know, with your providers, and make sure that you understand risk versus benefit and are given the good, solid information we have.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as much as we want to believe COVID is done, it looks like the BA2 variant is starting to make its way, you know, is here in America and, you know, might be more infectious, more severe in you know, being contagious. There has been, though, some concern about it being able to evade vaccine efficacy. Do you know if we're moving forward on updated vaccines, like an updated vaccine that kind of can manage the spike protein mutations better?
Perhaps. I do. I mean, I feel confident at least that with the variant that's predominant now, our vaccines are still efficacious. So that's, you know, that's a good sign. Mm-hmm. But the longer we take to get people vaccinated, right, the increased chance we have of the newer variants becoming more predominant and potentially, you know, overcome our vaccine. I think our pharmaceutical companies are ready to pivot, and I think this technology enables a more quick pivot and ability to manufacture vaccines, but that would be better able to cover a variant. But again, we could be in the situation we were, you know, just over a year ago where we didn't have enough vaccines for people and we were allocating them, and it was a really, really difficult logistical challenge to make happen. I don't want to get there again. So it's mm-hmm. Could we just get everyone this vaccine right now to reduce that risk of spread and new variants from emerging is really the key message to get
Absolutely.
Across. And that includes kiddos because they're all in the classroom and spread things very well.
Yeah. Oh, they do. We're talking to Sarah Stevens, PharmD, CPPS, Network Medication Safety Officer for Honor Health in Scottsdale, Arizona. And we really appreciate all the great work you're doing. I know a big question parents have is, you know, when children do receive their series, whether it's two or three, you know, how often will their boosters be required? Do you know if we have any, you know, everybody says it's going to be a yearly shot, but it's not seeming yearly. It's seeming that in order to have protection, they might have to do it every 4 to 6 months. So what are you hearing on your end?
You know, I'm actually hearing a little bit different information, in that the memory cells that we have for our immune response may be more effective than we think, right? Mm-hmm. So it may not be that we need an annual vaccination. I think for sure the booster, the three-dose series is looking like that's the way to go. But again, studying this in real time and seeing how immunity might wane or not over time remains to be seen. But I have heard some, you know, people that are much smarter about this than I am that study immunology that feel that memory cell may mm-hmm. be our saving grace, and we may not have to get the annual shot.
Fantastic. How can people find out more information?
They can go to vaccines.gov. Really user-friendly website. Great information there.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Stevens. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again.
Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.